Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Alexi Bracey, who is a dementia prevention coach who addresses the problem before it rears its ugly head, primarily with women. And I have Dr. Cole Galloway, who is a recovering academic working in social justice and disability, primarily with babies. The question I want to ask, how do you say no when you feel obligated to say yes? Alexi, can you kick us off?
That's a tough one. I guess it depends on whether it's a group of individuals you know versus individuals you don't know. So say, for example, you're invited to a wedding and you don't really want to go. You could always try to tell the truth or just be honest and say, nothing personal, but I just don't feel comfortable attending or going or contributing, or I'm just listening to my gut. My intuition is saying it's best for everybody if I don't go there. So blame it on your gut, because your gut never lies. Your intuition doesn't lie, because I really like to live my values. So I don't really want to compromise just because somebody wants to do it. You say it in a nice fashion as not to point a finger at the other person. You sort of put the iota on me. I don't feel comfortable. I don't think this is a good situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alexi went right for the personal. That's really hard. And I just learned some things right there. And Alexi has such a direct style and smile. You don't have to come to my wedding if you told me that. For me, I'll take the easier way out, which is in the workplace. That's where it came. And I had some experience with saying no. And what really helped me was with like a boss situation, and specifically in academics, a chair of a department wanting me to come to faculty meetings, and yet my baby work taking me away. Mm-hmm. And sitting with that person and going, listen, I know you're the chair, you need me at faculty meetings, that's your role. I need to let you know that it's not faculty meetings versus everything, it's faculty meetings versus other priorities. So I just want to make sure with you, my priority, right, is to provide training and technology for kids with brain injuries. And if priority-wise, it's more important for me to do that than to be at a faculty meeting, that's okay, right? Mm. And at the 30,000-foot level, the boss says, yes. Well, what do you do when comes the Tuesday morning and where were you? Well, remember we talked about you're going to lose against babies every single time. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would help. It helped me understand I was being transparent, like Alexi said. It didn't really help in the situation because the person was like, no, I get what we said before, but I want you there. Mm. But I was able to go back to that and go like, but yet you and I both agree my priority is not faculty business, it's babies. And that's all I could do.
I've had situations where I've actually said to someone, I'm feeling obligated to say yes here, and I feel like I should say no. Can we talk about that a little bit? Which is really a weird and awkward conversation to have. They were like, well, we really want you to be here. So I get why you feel obligated. And I said, well, what does the judgment look like if I say no? And actually having them talk through what their end result would be if I said no, and why and whatnot. I did end up saying no, and it did play out better than I think it would have if I just had said, no, I'm not doing that. The thing is about being a human is there's no way to say what would have happened if I had said yes and not gone with the no. And I think the hardest thing about saying no when you feel obligated to say yes, to your point, Alexi, is being honest.
That's all you could do. I still get caught up in, I've done everything I could. I spent extra time and effort, usually too much time, worrying about this thing. And then I'm transparent. And then after 15 minutes of me sort of really explaining in a discussion, the person goes, well, okay, so you'll still be there? And I'm like, what do I do then? Because I leave going, wow, it feels like I was transparent, but they stay weren't listening. They didn't hear me.
Well, what they want and what you explained were different things. And so they heard you and then just decided, nope, none of that matters. That's a situation where I feel like if I could just explain this and the way that you'll get it, we'll end up on the same page. And the answer to that is no, you will not.
Well, because we all think differently. And unfortunately, we have the habit of trying to fix, heal, change the situation. When they see it their way, we see it another way. It's just we think differently, we react differently. And not to put the blame on anybody, it comes down to what I feel comfortable with, but saying it in a fashion that has not to offend the person so they don't take it personally. But on a business situation, it's a little bit different than personally.
Yeah, agreed. My sister regularly tells me that I am a person that is very willing to say, look, this is how this is going to be. And I understand that's going to create fallout and we're going to deal with that fallout, but I'm not changing this to make you comfortable. And you can't really do that in the professional world. Like you can get fired for that in the professional world.
Yeah.
But when given a chance, we can try to co-create that. That's what we often talk about in Quick Hits. Like, how do we co-create the environment in which, because I think there are people that would like for me to say yes, even if I want to say no. I don't think I'm one of those people. I would rather you tell me, if you said that you couldn't come to my wedding because you didn't feel comfortable, too much expense. Like, I don't get that from people. I would appreciate it. And actually, your stock rises. Mm. Why in business does it not? I'm looking at Alexi directly in the screen. She became more powerful when she explained why I would say no to a wedding. Mm. Is that challenging to people? Why don't you come out with that sort of vulnerable display of transparency, almost seeming not better, but almost like a bigger adversary? Like, oh, you got to watch Alexi. She's direct. And she's a woman being direct, which is, that's two strikes. Why is it not the opposite? Like, we need her on our team. She's someone that can honestly explain things.
And some people are. I mean, obviously the people who hire me, who want to work with me, want someone like that. They don't want someone who's going to beat around the bush and say, well, you know, maybe, and perhaps. They want someone who's going to say, look, this is how I see the situation, because that's what you're going to get from me. I also think, though, there is a bit of, and I've had this happen, when you come out directly and say, XYZ thing, can't do it, it gives them a reason to argue with you, because now they have, oh, now I know if I can beat down your reasons. So that can be a challenge, too.
Yeah, but it's honest. If you're not honest, then you're running for other rationale. But if you're honest, I've got a situation right now with a wedding. It's going to be super expensive. Now, I can't let my family know that I'm on this one, but it's super expensive. Alexi, I can't say no, but part of me really wants to. I guess it's the part of me that really wants to. But overall, I'm going to drive to Key West.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long way.
Six to eight family members, because flying is not an option. You know, so we're going to go. Mm.
It's interesting, because just last April, I didn't go to a wedding. And I called the groom and I explained honestly and forthrightly, this is why. And he was like, okay, I understand. Nobody else knew the honest and forthright reason. And they were all like, I can't believe you didn't show up. And there's all this judgment. And I'm like, it's none of your business. I'm not explaining my personal business to you. It doesn't matter to you.
We're just monkeys in the tree and we're just watching everybody else, right? Do our thing.
When somebody won't accept your answer as no, in a kind fashion, non-confrontational. If you don't mind, I really would prefer not to discuss this.
Yeah. I think we should hire Alexi to be the finisher. When you're in a personal situation, you pick up the phone and go, I got a closer for this. Hang on. Let me call the guy.
I got a person. Exactly. And I think that's a good point. If you feel obligated to say yes, and you are willing to stand on it and say no, and say, I feel obligated, but I'm not going to do this, then you have to be willing to stay there. Because I think that's the hardest part, is when you say no, and then they push back, and then you waffle, and then you end up saying yes, and then everybody's annoyed.
Yeah. But how do you co-create that? I'm thinking of business. How do you co-create that environment that allows, in a power differential, boss to employee? How does a boss create where some people can tell you no? Isn't that a big deal? I feel like it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. As a boss, there has to be things where no isn't an option. I mean, they are employees. They have to do work. But then are there opportunities where no is an option? And what does that look like? And how do you create that space?
Yeah. Or at least understanding why. When somebody says no, and they say, because it's a crappy job and I don't like doing it. Mm. Okay, well, someone has to do it. What's the other workaround?
Yeah, if you don't want to do it, then we're not going to pay you to do that. And then maybe you don't work here.
Yeah.
And so then saying no when you felt obligated to say yes could cost you your job. And that's a question. So saying no and being allowed to say no does not allow you to get away with whatever the consequences might be. Like, there are people who I think I should have been at that wedding who are mad at me because I said no.
Yeah. And in my scenario, the chair knew that I knew that the chair knew that I knew.
Right.
That it was my call. Yeah. I was deferring to you and explaining, but no one in the world is going to fire me for missing a faculty meeting.
Right. That's not a thing. That is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Such a challenging conversation, part of the human condition. Thank you for having it with me. And I look forward to speaking to both of you again very soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.